Don't Give Up, Stories of Perseverance, a compilation.
The Moffats. An elderly preacher was rebuked by one of his deacons one Sunday morning before the service. "Pastor," said the man, "something must be wrong with your preaching. There's been only one person added to the church in a whole year, and he's just a boy." The minister listened, his eyes moistening and his thin hand trembling. "I feel it all," he replied, "but God knows I've tried to do my duty." On that day, the minister's heart was heavy as he stood before his flock. After everyone else had left, that one boy came to him and asked, "Do you think if I worked hard for an education, I could become a preacher and perhaps a missionary?" Again, tears welled up in the minister's eyes. "Ah, this heals the ache I feel," he said. "Robert, I see the divine hand now. May God bless you, my boy. Yes, I think you will become a preacher." Many years later, an aged missionary returned to London from Africa. His name was spoken with reverence. Nobles invited him to their homes. He had added many souls to the Church of Jesus Christ, reaching even some of Africa's most primitive chiefs. His name was Robert Moffat, the same Robert who years before had spoken to the pastor that Sunday morning in the old Scottish kirk. For 10 years, Robert and Mary Moffat had laboured faithfully in Bechuanaland, now called Botswana, without one ray of encouragement to brighten their way. They could not report a single convert. Finally, the directors of their mission board began to question the wisdom of continuing the work. The thought of leaving their post, however, brought great grief to this devoted couple, for they felt sure that God was in their labours and that they would see people turn to Christ in due season. They stayed, and for a year or two longer, darkness reigned. Then one day, a friend in England sent word to the Moffats that he wanted to mail them a gift and asked them what they would like. Trusting that in time the Lord would bless their work, Mary Moffat replied, "Send us a communion set, and I'm sure it will soon be needed." God honoured that dear woman's faith. The Holy Spirit moved upon the hearts of the villagers, and soon a little group of 6 converts was united to form the first Christian church in that land. The communion set from England was delayed in the mail, but on the very day before the first commemoration of the Lord's Supper in Bechuanaland, the set arrived. Lord, help us to be faithful. Then give us the grace to leave the results to you. Author unknown. God's Supply. A friend of mine attended a meeting where various Christian church leaders told testimonies of their work. One speaker from South America told of setting out to build a church God had called him to build. At one point, the finances supporting the project were so low that it became difficult to continue. On top of this, there were some unforeseen obstacles that made the pastor question whether they should bother continuing at all. Not only did he question whether they should continue, but so did some members of his congregation. But after seeking God about all the difficulties, God confirmed that he wanted him to see this project through. And like Nehemiah, during the rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, he shouldn't allow these circumstances to discourage him. So, this pastor resolved to follow God, no matter how difficult this project was turning out to be. Soon after that, he received a call from a supporter who had promised to finance the project, but had been putting it off until now. He donated the exact amount needed to complete the project. This pastor concluded his testimony by reminding the listeners that tests and difficulties should not be immediately seen as signs that we are out of God's will, as we often tend to think. Steve Hartz. The bus driver. Norman Geisler, as a child, went to a Bible study because he was invited by some neighbor children. He went back to the same church for Sunday school classes for 400 Sundays. Each week he was faithfully picked up by a bus driver. Week after week he attended church, but never made a commitment to Christ. Finally, during his senior year in high school, after being picked up for church over 400 times, he did commit his life to Christ. What if that bus driver had given up on Geisler after 395 Sundays? What if the bus driver had said, "This kid is going nowhere spiritually. Why waste any more time on him?" Max Lucado. A worthwhile wait. The examples of patient David and patient Jesus are great inspirations to me. I'm a pretty impatient person. To put it figuratively, I don't mind the exertion of a sprint, but I can't stand the tediousness of a marathon. I want to get where I'm going as quickly as possible. But as the saying goes, life is not a sprint, but a marathon. The long, hot, tedious stretches of the race are what will build my muscles of patience. Those well-toned muscles will then enable me to withstand the difficult stretches to come. And when I finally cross the finish line and receive my medal, it's going to mean that much more to me because of all the tough waiting and persevering. If you asked any athlete why his medal is so valuable to him, I don't think he'd say, "Because it's made from top-grade material," or "Because I love how it's so artistically inscribed." I think he would probably say something like, "My medal is invaluable to me because I shed blood, sweat, and tears for it. I fought for it. I waited for it. I suffered for it." When I feel like life circumstances are forcing me to move at a snail's pace, I try to remember that the best thing I can do is to be patient, do my part, and keep my eyes on the medal that God's promised me. The Bible promises that those who persevere to the end will receive a crown of life. That's certainly a medal worth persevering for. A verse that has always encouraged me to be patient and persevere is found in the first chapter of James. It says, "The testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Mature and complete, not lacking anything. That's definitely something worth waiting for. Elsa Shitrovsky.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.